Hey, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, volume number 19. It's been a little bit of time since we did the last podcast here, because I typically try to aim these at specific lessons along the way. But this one, we're going to be talking about your kata. Now, we do have people who are in the course who are self-defense people. They're not martial arts people. They've studied various combat styles and things like that. But I honestly suggest that you go online, perhaps, and find a kata that you just like and learn. It doesn't have to be a complicated one. Just something basic. And start with there, because there's certain things that come with learning to interpret that type of movement. It opens up your imagination, for one. Now, I teach it far differently than normal people, normal martial arts Kyusho guys teach it. I have no interest in telling you what the moves in Nihonshi Shodan mean. And, I want you to take a kata and discover the moves yourself in them. And then thinking about a couple of moves in a kata. Now, by doing this in this particular method of, you know, taking 2-3 moves and then looking at them, the idea is off of a push, grab, a punch, or even a kick, it starts to open up your mind as to what the possibilities are for just movement. We think too much as martial arts people and self-defense people of the idea that if we do what we call a middle block, that is designed for this. When in actuality, the movement that we call a middle block can be used in all sorts of different situations. And that's the idea of interpretation of kata, is to start to see things in movement. And when you see things in movement, when you have these kind of realizations, then you're more likely to use that motion in a matching scenario on the street, but only if you discover it. You have to have these enlightening moments. They cannot be told to you. And that's the critical error, in my opinion, that many people in Kyusho are doing, which is that. Now, I do have a secondary course with regards to kata interpretation, breaking it down and teaching it, right? And in all honesty, it's a little bit beyond the first year course for Kyusho certification to start really getting into teaching Bankai of kata. That's why we have a separate entity for it. You can check it out on the website and take a look, see if it interests you for yourself. But you will find many, many revelations in it. Some of the people that have realized it over the years have actually gone and made their own kata. And there's nothing wrong with that, but once I take my realizations and try to turn it into somebody else and teach it to someone, all I'm doing is creating more dogma. And that's what we're trying to get away from. Now, as you are seeing potential movements within these forms and these patterns, you want to start to see where the Kyusho applications are to it, because you may be able to change your targets in order to get knockouts or some seriously crippling strikes. That's going to be it for today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And feel free to send us any questions. They can be written down in comments here, or you can email them to me at master@kyushojitsu.ca. If you email them to me, they're likely going to appear on the question of the day show that we're doing on YouTube as well. Okay, thanks guys, and we'll see you soon. Ciao.